Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelleresco, and you're listening to us live from the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, brainstorm, cooperate. You never know, we might actually save a planet. Just an idea. I'm also published throughout the internet as well. You can find me at BibleBlueSky.com, Gag Canada, and Brian396.com. Feel free to check those sites as well on information in regarding to all the things going on in our wonderful planet today. Feel free to look me up. I'm all over the place. Anyway, I want to further on the theme that we talked about last week in regarding to the wonderful nanoparticles in vaccines and the theatrics, really. I call it the theatrics of life because, in essence, what we're seeing today is theatrical. We're not seeing anything of any merit, or any value. And as a result of this not seeing the value and the reality of things, what we're seeing today is a lot of entertainment, and as a result, this entertainment has been by design to sell you on an illusion in regard to what they're propagating, what they're promoting. So I want to read something here, because again, I get some of these emails, and I want to start off with something like this, because this is just to make a point here. In regard to, you know, of course. In regard to some of the things that I get sometimes on the email, I gotta see, I had it, and I gotta see where the heck I put it. Now, give me a second, bear with me. Because sometimes I get some of these emails, and some of you are thinking along the same lines, and you got to kind of snap out of it because, oh, here we go. Now, the entitlement of this email was called Decent Hypothetical Question. And it really wasn't a decent hypothetical question at all. Matter of fact, it was a question showing a great deal of ignorance that if the time was taken to actually look at the sites I'm going to mention in here, wouldn't be asked, okay? And because, again, everyone's being caught up with the sensationalism and the theatrics of the media. That includes YouTube. That includes Facebook's little ditty they got. Excuse me, Vimeo and some of the other ones. And so the onus is going to be on you in regard to getting the facts, because you're not going to get them being theatrically entertained. Now, this is what this person wrote to me. He says, are these things called prions nano, or are they actual proteins? If they are proteins, how would you propose to defeat them? If there are no ways to defeat them, then how can you slow the progression? I find nothing is impossible. Anything can be reversed or stopped at the least. That's the only thing that he said that was inspiring. The question was ridiculous and stupid. And the reason why it was ridiculous and stupid, because you can see by the way this guy is asking this question, he's been watching the theater rather than looking up and investigating the facts. This is my response. So again, this is going to be a heads up for a lot of you in regard to, you know, when you ask me these kind of questions, this is going to be my response to you in regard to, what I will say to you if you write me this kind of question. Give me a second. My response was, you are going to go to augment in force. You, and I capitalize the word you, because when I talk to people, I want to direct my focus to them. Okay? Hold on a second. I want to present my focus to them. You, while you are going to access the data there on augmentedforce.com, you, again, YOU capitalized, are then going to ask things that you are not going to ask things that have nothing at all in common, and then you are going to go to Brian396.com, and then you are going to go to buybuybluesky.com, and you are going to access the health link, and then you are going to access the nanomorgellons link. And by the time you see all of this, you then will be adequately knowledgeable. And then you can brainstorm with a network of people, and you and others will figure this out. Thank you. And it may sound like I was being a bit of a arsehole, but when you get 300 people or more a day asking these kind of questions, after a while, it really irritates you, or irritates me anyway, and it would irritate anybody else that has gone to great lengths to present to you, okay, to present to you the facts on a site, and all you have to do is go to that site or sites. Now, I mentioned three sites here, Brian396.com, BuyBuyBlueSky.com, and myself, AugmentedForce.com. Three sites that will set you off on a journey of exploration and investigation. You have to know what's really going on. You can watch all the YouTube videos out there on this topic. Those sites I'm telling you about are people who are actually dealing with these issues and looking for real answers. The guys out there that are, you know, the name brand, the store brand or name brand gurus out there aren't doing a bloody thing. And I'm not kidding. Oh, they're giving you some innuendo. They're entertaining you with the theatrics that they have. But they're not giving you the meat and potato you need to figure this out. Oh, they'll sell you a product. They'll sell you this crap or that crap or whatever crap they got. Because they got to maintain their status quo. And they got to maintain their presence in the media. That's how they make their living. That's how they make their millions. If I think of all the networks that were getting the money that should be getting the money or the support that should be getting the support, we might have had this thing licked already. But instead, a lot of this money is being diverted to useless products and useless concepts and useless ideas that do absolutely nothing but rip you off. The theatrics goes on and on and on. And just to give you another theatric, not theatric, I should say, but a response to a theatric. This was, I think, written by Dr. Circus. I think it was Dr. Circus. I could be wrong. But it was one of the guys that I actually kind of like when I listen to him, because he's pretty well on the button, and he tells it the way it is. He tells it how it is. Okay, Bill Gates' opinions on pandemics. Dear Bill, thank you, but no thank you. You are not a doctor or any kind of health professional, so your opinions on potential health disasters and vaccines are not welcome. See, Bill Gates is a bona fide maniacal murderer. The only difference with him is because he has a name in technology, and because he's got a name in technology, it appears that he can't be touched. So whatever he says has to be fact. I mean, man has to be factual. I mean, he's after all a billionaire, right? Selling software, lousy and shitty software that barely works properly most of the time. He'll get it right on certain software programming. And then he puts in the software backdoor so that your computers can be hacked, violated, and accessed by anybody who can get into your computer. Military, government, financial, hackers, probably hackers that he probably employs. So when you're looking at this man, if he is a man, he may not be, he may be a man-like creature, in other words, a look-alike, a synthetic man, if you will, something that, or something that has a symbiotic relationship with mankind in the sense that he is in a body of flesh. We'll go that far. He's in a body of flesh, but that's about as far as it goes. He has absolutely no knowledge of what is and what isn't in regarding to health. He understands coding, and he understands how to manipulate coding. And he's integrated computer coding with DNA coding. This makes this person extremely dangerous. Extremely, and the assets and resources that he has puts him on the scale of a threat right up there with nuclear destruction. Right up there with HARP frequencies. Right up there with tower terminals that can terminate cities and communities. He is that dangerous. When you're talking that you can now take a nanoparticle, incorporate a programming that can interface and integrate with your DNA or any form or any kind of DNA and alter the structural integrity of whatever it makes contact with, that puts you on a scale of danger that is beyond anything you can imagine. You can alter reality with this technology. That's how dangerous this is. And until you get that scope, until you get that perspective, and until you understand that you are dealing with something in regard to a level of malevolence that we are dealing with today, you will just be entertained by theatrics. See, when you looked at the last bit of research in regarding nano in vaccines, the doctors are even telling you there that once these particulates impact the body, they start to redesign the proteins in the system. They alter the program script of the proteins in your body that can create whatever anomaly that the program is operating on. So when you see these pictures of people with more gallons and they look like they've got wires, those wires are protein material that have been, again, changed to become something more malleable for the nanoparticles to attach themselves to so they can assemble, grow, produce networks, produce circuitry, produce hubs, produce even chips in the body. The nanobots that go inside the body can further, again, increase the networking that is already there by adding more to it or by bringing in new program parameters, just like if you would download a virus on your computer. Can you imagine the scope of implications here in regarding to the danger that's going on? They could fly a chemtrail over you, which they've been doing for years and years and years. Someone just told me something here. When we're talking, I'm getting all kinds of nano weather machine. Oh my gosh. When we're talking the level of danger that we're dealing with today in regarding to this technology, how it can alter anything it touches. And now think about this for 1 second. You got chemtrails flying over you. Now, those guys that think they're still thinking it's condensation trails, these are the people that have got their heads up their backside. I wouldn't waste my time anymore with them. They're dead already anyway. They're not going anywhere, and by the time they figure it out, it'll be way too late for them. I always tell people all the time, don't try to convert nobody. Tell the truth best you can with what you know. That's it. Tell the truth. You don't have to convert nobody. The truth will set you free. That's what it says biblically, right? So tell them the truth to the best of your ability. It's up to them at that point whether they want to accept, reject, follow through, or leave it alone. It's all up to them. They don't have to do anything. They can get involved. It's all up to them. Just like you. When you heard the truth, you responded based on what you heard and decided to do your own investigation. And here you are today doing whatever it is you are doing, in whatever fashion, form, or capacitance that you're doing it in. So that's how you got to let that go. Don't take anything personal with these people. You have to understand that nano is in their brain, and they're receiving frequencies regularly. And again, because they're not aware of what's going on, they keep on adding to the system more and more and more building block material to further exacerbate their cellular integrity or their DNA or genetic code. So when you're talking about a guy who's going to come out here and talk about pandemics, he's talking about a pandemic that's going to hit like we've never seen before. How in bloody hell would he know this? Unless he is part of that program that's going to release the pandemic on the planet. See, when people make these forecasts, they're not prophets, they're not seers, they're not chosen by God, thus saith the Lord, they're none of this. These guys are evil bastards. They're involved in this kind of bio-nano-synthetic terror that they're going to release on the planet. See, you drop a nuke, you destroy a country, you got to rebuild the country, and you got to purge that radiation. That's a lot of funds, resources, and money. But if you release a nano-program to go wipe out a complete community, let's say Native reservations in North America. Who pays attention to the Natives, right? They're out in the middle of nowhere. They're being abused. They're being drugged up. They're being vaccinated. They're being violated. But do you hear about this on a regular basis? No. What do you see? You see pictures of Natives living like the rest of North Americans in their nice homes, you know, in their quiet reserves, and no issues going on. That's the theatrics. That's the bullshit. Let me read this to you. Dear Bill, thank you, but no thank you. You are not a doctor or any kind of health professional, so your opinions on potential health, disasters, and vaccines are not welcome. In fact, with your vaccine programs, a case could be made against you as being the greatest sponsor of medical and pharmaceutical terrorism on the planet and nanobiological terror. Have you counted how many have died from your insistence that no child be left behind from vaccines? U.S. government does and pays through the nose for vaccine damage or killed children. This is true. And now, in all fairness here, okay, the people of the United States of America, Canada, Europe, or any place else that's pushing a vaccination program, if the people of the respective countries said, Chuck U. Farley, shove that needle up your arse, we are not complying or capitulating to this program, this would stop. This would stop. But instead, what happens is you watch the theatrics on television. You watch the theatrics, you listen to the theatrics on the radio. Oh, if you don't get a vaccination, you're going to. And you hear this. But you guys don't go, and I'm going to show you where you need to go to see the actual crap that is actually going on with these vaccines. There's a site called medalert.org /VAERSDB/MEDDRA. And when you click on this little thing here, I'll put this in the chat room so those of you in the chat room can get it real easy. This is the advantage of you coming into the chat room. You can see what's going on and get it firsthand. This will kind of show you what damage the vaccines can do. There are sites on the CDC. They're buried. But there are sites on the CDC where you can go and actually see photos of children that have been damaged so severely by Bill Gates and his propaganda and his bullsh on the topic. They don't save lives. They've never saved lives. In fact, if you look at all the research on it, they only save or help less than 1% of the population. You would almost think that 1% is what they're looking for, and the other 98, 99% they want to eliminate. And it's a way of filtering out or weeding out the chaff from the wheat, if you will. The ones that can survive it, they're special. The ones that don't, oh well, we got lots more where they came from. After all, you can take your DNA and clone another one just like you. What the heck? So, anyway, if you go on that site, you can also look at the National Vaccine Information Center, then look up medalert.org. You'll find it if you do your own search. But anyway, the doctor referred this to the to Bill Gates to show what a person he is. What a sweet guy that guy is. Vaccine kills children in more than rare occurrences. In 1986, Congress officially acknowledged the reality of vaccine-caused injuries and death by creating and passing the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, Public Law 99-660, which requires doctors to provide parents with information about the benefits and risks of childhood vaccines prior to vaccination. How many of you are getting that information when you take when they're telling you, oh, you need to get vaccinated, you need to get the flu shot, you need to get this, you need, how many of the doctors, and I said this before, how many of you get a chance to actually read the ingredient list? How many of you just voluntarily just say, oh, okay, yeah, come on down, stick that needle in my kid, let them, yeah, we'll put the DNA crap in them, we'll put the nanoparticles in them, oh, yeah, we'll put pig blood and sheep blood and cow's blood, oh, we'll put monkey genes and we'll put dog genes and cow genes, oh, a little aluminum and some other metal, oh, yeah, and some nano, lots of nano, and then we'll get a little tiny robot, put all that stuff in those robots, and they can now take it directly into the DNA. Yeah, bring it on in, yeah, this is okay. Oh, so what if our kids mutate and go a little wacky? You know, that's okay. What if they start having health issues, you know, from the time they're 2 years old on up, and they're diabetic by the time they're three or four? That's okay. that's okay. Yeah, bring on. Yeah, Bill Gates is a good guy. Yeah, he's doing wonders for our kids. He's just wiping them out left, right, and center. Look at all the money I'm going to save for college and university. That's the thinking for most of you. That's the thinking for the general population. Most of you who are awake don't think that way. But the general population, this is how stupid they are, because they got them on in theatrics. Television. Oh, I show you some guy dressed in a two-piece, you know, thing there, white coat, stethoscope, and he comes up and he sounds like he's really, you know, serious, and he's got this stoic look, and this is real serious stuff, and you know, this is your health, and man, you gotta, and we're gonna take care of you, and here, take these pills and take these drugs. Oh, you need Viagra because you don't, you can't get erected. Oh, you need some Cialis because you can't get erected. Oh, you need some testosterone gel because you got too much, too, not enough testosterone in the heart. Meanwhile, all these things cause cancer and cause high level of debilitation and break you down that much faster. They forget to tell you that little detail. Oh, yeah, I'm erected. Yeah. What did he die of? I think he died of a heart attack. That's one erection that he'll never forget. All right, let me get back to this. Vaccines, okay, let me go back here. Which requires doctors to provide parents with information about the benefits and risks of childhood vaccines prior to vaccinations. You should be asking for, if you're going to be that stupid, and I mean it, if you're going to be that stupid to believe in the theatrics, then at least have the brains and the guts and the courage to ask for an ingredient list and have the doctors explain to you the toxicology of some of those ingredients. Don't have them explain shit away to you. Have them tell you what these things and how toxic they are. Pin them. Make them see, what are you doing giving me this crap, putting this in my child? This will ruin their DNA for life. This will alter their genetic code, possibly for life. And then you guys contact me. Oh, I gave my kid a vaccine. Can you get it out of them? You have no idea what you're asking. It would have been easier if you had had the testicular fortitude to say no. And had told them to Chuck you Farley kind of thing. Now your kid is going to suffer because you lack the testicular fortitude to say no to something that was this bad. And then you wonder why I have such a charming Mediterranean outlook when some of you talk to me. Okay, the other thing that they've got is the vaccine adverse event reporting system operated by the CDC and the FDA. They have to put in the information. That's by law. As of January 8, 2010, VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, had received 7,814 adverse event reports following 2009. Monovalent H1N1 vaccination, just from one vaccine, H1N1, the one they were, you know, talking about, do you need that flu? Reports as 477, 6% were reports that were classified as serious health events defined as life-threatening or resulting in death. Among the 477 reports of serious health events, there was 33 reports of death. The National Vaccine Information Center reported that in New York, only one out of 40 doctors' offices, 2.5%, confirmed that they report a death or injury. In other words, the reports on the vaccines alone from the medical establishment is not capitulating to what they should be doing. In other words, if they were telling us the truth about how dangerous these vaccines are, there would be the percentages of reporting would be way higher. Now, there's another aspect to this too. When the CDC gets these reports and reviews these reports, they start to filter out what they don't want to report. 97.5% of vaccines related deaths and disabilities go unreported there. Can you imagine that? 97.5% of vaccines related deaths go unreported. Now, this is a point I'm going to make to you too. Since 1950s, the medical establishment has not cured anything at all. Zero. No cure. Nothing. Treatments up the wazoo, but no cure. Now, you would think with all the advanced technology, I mean, if we can alter DNA through programming nanoparticles, which is a very sophisticated form of technology, if we can alter something on an atomic level to create and destroy or modify or amplify or create a program sequence, or an algorithm in these particulates, why can't they cure these diseases? Have you ever thought about that? Something to think about. If they can create a technology that can integrate with your DNA and can rewrite your DNA, just like they do with the genetically engineered plants and foods and whatnot, what do you think they can do? Why can't they fix what they want, fix you? Why can't they repair the human body? It's working on a very similar sequence. Programming, DNA, genetic code, or understanding the damage that was done to these genes or DNA, and then putting into the system what would be required to repair the DNA sequence or the algorithm required to keep the body healthy. Why isn't that being done? Why are instead things like vaccines being put into people that have a high concentration of these pollutants in the system? DNA material that shouldn't be there, genetic material that shouldn't be there, chemicals that shouldn't be there, nanoparticles that are all, they're basically are all contaminated in these things. So when you're talking about come to see me after you put this into a child, you have no idea what that child is going to go through to get that out. Because some of this will embed right into the brain, into the pineal hypothalamus section, which again regulates the body's regeneration cycle and part of its immune cycle. Bill, you warn millions could die if U.S. doesn't prepare for coming pandemic. Who is going to make money on this, by the way? Think about that. Bill Gates and his investments and investors in these chemical companies. In your Washington Post interview, you say that you should a deadly pandemic comparable to the 1918 influenza outbreak reach the U.S. in the relatively near future, the U.S. government would be powerless to stop it, and likely hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans would die. You and your wife, Melinda, have reportedly warned that a pandemic is the greatest immediate threat to humanity, yet you say not a word about the threat of plunging temperatures, near-future agricultural problems that are already resulting from that, the absolute insanity of the world's bankers with the hundreds of trillions of debt they have created, nor the absurd politics in Europe and the United States that threaten nuclear war with Russia. See what I mean? That's the theatric. We got bigger problems than this, but this is what they keep throwing in your faces, because this is where you're at. This is where you're at home. Australia's chief medical officer, Jim Bishop, and health professionals should immediately stop immunizing children under 5 years old with flu vaccines. That's the Australian chief medical officer saying that they should stop this. Professor Bishop is concerned about the spike in the number of West Australian youngsters experiencing fever and convulsions after getting the shot. Without a shame or warning, you promote vaccines no matter how many nasty chemicals and heavy metals they contain. You say not a word how vaccines are contributing to autism rates and have broken down recently in 1 in 59 children, and even worse in New Jersey. So, you know, this is some of the interesting things that you should be saying no to. Okay, should be saying no to it. You need to form communities. Everyone needs to form communities, networks, websites, Facebooks, and target your congressman, target your MP, target your prime minister, target your president, target your judges, target your lawyers, target your governors, your mayors, flood them. Flood them, flood them, flood them. See, this will be an indication that people are beginning to wake up in high volume, and that is going to petrify them. They'll have to come up with a new theatric or a new distraction, like they did in Toronto here. We had a guy driving down the wrong side of the road and killed so many people because the parliament was passing some kind of bill that they didn't want the general population to pay attention to, so they created this distraction. And the guy was Persian. So can you imagine that? A Persian guy going nuts. Going nuts. You know? So this is interesting. Let me take a look here. So let me keep on going here. Now he says, why would anyone get flu vaccine when it fails 99% of whoever receives it? And this is true. I've been saying this for those of you who are 65 and older. The vaccine shots, flu shots, don't work for you. They never have. Basically, it's just a waste of time, and you're injecting another genetic material to further cause you to break down, alter the way you think, alter the way you see, alter the way you perceive things, or to hyper-accelerate your aging process so that by the time, you know, you get to 70, you look like you're 90, ready to keel over. So this is some of the things that, again, we need to be paying attention to in regard to, you know, what's going on and how things are actually working. So when we're looking at, there we go. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that we're seeing today, some of the things that are going on, the whole concept of nano is in everything. The whole concept of genetics is in everything. Okay. Be aware of that. Be aware of the fact that these things are now being infiltrated and going on. I want to get into also on another aspect of this. Had another letter today. Susan Meyer and myself did an interview with a woman named Romola about 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago. And she put out an article based on what we talked about, just to show you how you can make an impression with people that can further create an activity or a hub where people get involved and start paying attention to what's going on and start taking action. This is what we need now, people to take action, okay? Chemtrails and nanotech rain, wake up and recognize humanity is being exterminated. You must act. Need to Know report, number 8, Detox and Stop Depopulation Nanotechnology, Aerosols with Susan Meyer and Tony Pantelaresco. Published last week, offers an educative and enlightening conversation with researchers and activists Susan Meyer of Bye Bye Blue Sky and Tony Pantelaresco of Augment and Force on the subject of what exactly is raining down on us via chemtrails, a U.S. Air Force term with a chilling reality. Still rejected by the unawake and uninformed as conspiracy theory and ignorantly maligned as contrails and jet exhaust, what is is doing to our human and animal biology and what we can do to stop this deadly onslaught on humanity. And deadly it is. So she goes on. Our DNA is being defaced, says Susan. So Susan, our fertility is being compromised, which is true. Humanity is being transhumanized, sterilized, diseased, and exterminated. We are being transhumanized, and she uses the term humanity. I don't like using that term. I prefer mankind. As we know it, are being exterminated. Long-term chemtrails activist Susan Marr explains that several kinds of contaminants are raining down on us, including heavy metal particulates, biological material, which includes desiccated red blood cells, viruses and fungi, and nanotechnology, which includes nanomicroelectronics processors, nanomems, nanogems, carbon tubes, fibers, fullerenes, piezoelectric cells, smart dust, neural dust, all of which are entering our air, our water, our earth, our food, our lungs, our digestive system, bloodstreams, tissue, and brains. This is true. This is a form of aerosol inoculation or aerosol vaccination. This extraordinary assault is occurring worldwide, and as each of us can confirm for ourselves, wherever we live, is continuing to occur. Those chemtrail planes haven't stopped zigzagging across our skies, and the smoggy haze we frequently see has given away to pure air and clean atmosphere. What is the effect on human bodies? It's effacing our genetic code, it's wiping out our DNA, and it's breaking us down. So when we're looking at it, Tony explains how nano silver interferes with the reproductive and sexual capabilities of men, and how nano aluminum interferes with the reproductive and sexual health of the women by replacing key hormonal receptors and creating the base for malignancy and mutation on a cellular level. And we've been talking about how organics don't exist because of the contamination from below and above. Chemtrails above and nanoparticles being sprayed below. So, but this interview got out. And this interview, again, reached a lot of people. Woke up a lot of people. Got to start investigating things. And they are starting to look at some of the stuff that has been going on for five decades. You know, when we're looking at, even the fruit, even the things we're buying with a scope, you can see fibrous materials that are just assembling on the skin. We did that at the show. When we were at the Green Show, we were showing people their hands, their skin, and everything else. And what wound up happening was they were freaking out because they saw the actual fibers coming out of the palm of their hand. Isn't that interesting? wonderful addition to your body. Wonderful addition to your body. When we're looking at all the things that are happening today, okay, this is why when somebody sends me an email, and this is how I got this whole thing started, start, instead of guessing what it is, based on the theatrics you've been seeing on YouTube, based on the theatrics of some of these so-called researchers, so-called gurus, so-called people that are supposedly in the know, start propagating to you. You might want to take a hard look yourself, disregarding what anybody is telling you. I'm telling you, nanoparticles, nanodust, smart dust, whatever, are toxic to you. Pay attention. So I'm not sure what's going on here. Hold on.